Hey, I'm Scott, and we're here at the Microsoft Studio at 323 Congress at South by Southwest. I'm talking with Rodney from Listener. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So Listener is right now, it's about music. You're in the right place for it. There's music all week happening here.
All week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So talk to me about Listener. What is the idea?
You know, I like to sum it up in a couple words, but it's all about delivering relevant content at relevant moment in times everywhere. So we use a completely silent dog whistle or ultrasonic frequency to trigger content based on where you are. So at home, maybe it's a second screen experience because you're watching your favorite show. Or it could be during your listening experience. You know, imagine a scenario that it's delivering content based on what you're listening to.
So the audio is, some audio is playing, like say the dog whistle.
Yeah.
And I can't hear it.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a back channel. You're making your own network.
100%. The magic behind it is that it's completely passive. So it doesn't require like a press of a button or an open app. It sits in the background and almost does this ambiently and then delivers you something based on what you're already doing.
I see. So there are applications where you can tell it, now I want you to listen, and then do something about what you're listening to.
Exactly.
This is happening whenever. So I could be walking down the street and something could happen?
In theory, yeah. In theory, right?
What would that scenario be like? Am I walking past the store?
Yeah, you know, I really like to focus on the right piece of content for the right moment.
Right.
I love my sporting event, right? So imagine you get up from the bathroom, and, you know, the moment you get up and knows that you just went to the bathroom and you just missed 2 minutes of the game.
Right.
Imagine a 1 minute recap that would have been sent to your phone based on what you just missed.
Ah.
That's the right piece of content at the right moment in time. There's a number of scenarios like that, whether you're in the store or, you know, listening to music. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, like if I was walking down the street and I saw on a bus sign, like a movie trailer, I don't want to have to scan a QR code. I don't want to have to look up a URL.
No.
I don't have to, you know, go and Google with Bing. I want to go and immediately see that trailer.
Yeah.
You could tell me that you could make that happen.
Exactly. You know, my background is I was at P&G in brand management, and we wanted to touch consumers more effectively, like passively. Screaming banners didn't work, and then delivering a promotion didn't work either. So how could I deliver content that could help the experience?
Mm-hmm.
And what I know about you and what I know about what you're doing, and use that to actually deliver something.
Mm-hmm. And you had this idea on the startup bus.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? You all just get on a bus and come up with an idea?
Dude, yeah, you get on a bus, you start pitching an idea. I started pitching, and I found four guys that was like, whoa. And we became the founding team of Listener. Got off the bus with a company, and a couple of months later, we had a term sheet.
Really?
Yeah. So part of the new introduction for all new employees is they have to drive down here. If they drive down here, we make sure we get them a place.
Nice. And, of course, they're going to be listening to music and experiencing things
as
they are driving. Did you have the idea before you got on the bus? You kind of, like, just had it in the back of your head?
I had the idea. We had the idea. We knew what it was going to call. And I'm just not a tech person. In theory, I said, hey, there are frequencies we can't hear, and it should work. Like, you know, I want to use that to trigger content.
Right. It's a back channel. It's an unused back channel, just like a frequency of light that we can't see.
Yeah.
It's all happening. This
Something
is stuff
like
we
that.
Can't we can't hear.
Yeah. Very, very robust technology. There's, you know, applications for payments and delivering content. It's encrypted. There's so much things that you can do with the tech. I think we're in an infancy, but we're definitely one of the companies that's driving it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the interest been in, like, music festivals and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, interest, you know, a lot of music, definitely. So think of from a media standpoint, like songs, but also from live events, tours, venues, anywhere where you want someone to trigger something on a mobile device and you want to do it really easily. Because think of it, every speaker in this room right now, I can consistently turn into a beacon and actually deliver you something based on it.
An audio beacon.
Yeah.
And is it the producer of the content that is sending that beacon out and I'm listening for it, or am I sending a beacon out that I'm going by?
It's the producer.
Yeah.
It's the person who wants to touch you with the content.
And do you have an accelerator involved in this? You got on the startup bus, you came off with a company, and then what? You just did this in your garage?
Well, you know, no. We got off the bus, formed a company, right? We're the first company in Centrifuge. Centrifuge is a P&G-supported startup accelerator out of Cincinnati. And we did that pretty well. We raised about an $850,000 seed round. You know, we didn't have an accelerator or anything.
That's fantastic.
So it's almost like, you know, we almost didn't need it at first.
Yeah.
As we move to our next round, I mean, that's really what it's about.
Mm-hmm. And is your goal to be kind of pervasive? It sounds like you want to be everywhere in our lives. You want to be on every device, everywhere, Windows.
Yeah.
All the apps.
Yeah, I want to be everywhere. I mean, the good thing about working with Windows, we met with Windows so early, but I really believe in, like, this idea of using trigger technology to enhance your experience. And I think that's evident with some of the products that are coming out.
That's very cool. Thank you so much, Rodney, for talking to me.
Thank you.
All right, we're here at the Microsoft Studios in South by Southwest.